This topic has been bothering me for a long time, many years. And it's related to the investment world. And it is specifically with real estate. Now, I have made some videos in the past whereby I criticize some con men for trying to sell their little real estate quote-unquote secrets. As I've mentioned, there are no real estate secrets. That's a lie. Con artists want you to think there are secrets, but there's not. Okay, anyone who tells you there's real estate secrets is a con man. Now, you can just look to all the infomercials that have been going on for decades, and at least in the U.S. on TV. All these con men out there, you know the names. And still today even, they're still continuing. Why? Because people are looking for a quick fix, an easy way to riches. They're looking for a free lunch. As long as people are lazy and greedy and think that there's some shortcut to instant riches, there will always be con men. So just remember that. Because the con men continue to increase by the day throughout the globe. And at the end of the day, it's because there's ample demand. That means you people need to wake up and inform your friends as well. Okay? Put these con men out of business. Of course, it's never going to happen, unfortunately, because there's always going to be people who are desperate enough, who want to believe and so forth. You know, this is why you've got these evangelists out there, right? They want to believe in hope and all this. And of course, I've talked about how this relates to these gold-pumping doomsday con men, right? Anyway, real estate. And what triggered this is I was actually watching something on TV. I saw something. It's the typical. You know, all this property is a great investment because, you know, here's the rent you can charge and here's what it costs and you're going to have this cash flow and this or this. Listen, this is all fraud when people talk about this because they're assuming, first of all, they're not taking into account maintenance expenses and they're also assuming that they're talking about a indefinite rental contract. Okay? They're talking about not having a problem renting out your unit, not having a problem with non-payment, not having a problem with eviction and having to get somebody to evict people. So just keep in mind, let me tell you something, real estate you ain't making no money off of unless you get lucky, okay, flipping real estate. That's luck and excessive risk, which I would not recommend unless you're really kind of a real estate agent and you're immersed in all that and you're working with other people. I think that, you know, it can be a lucrative situation. But I'm against all that crap anyway because it actually increases the cost of real estate, that whole flipping thing. That's just a drain on the economy. It's ridiculous. I'll get into that at some point in the future if I remember. But really the only prudent way to make money in real estate is over time, is long term. If you own rental property over a period of time, okay, you're not going to be making money from day one or the first year, or second year, or third year, or fourth year. Anyone who tells you they are doing that or have done that is a liar or a rare exception because they got lucky. Okay. Now, of course, there are good places to invest in real estate and there are bad places, right? But you know, part of the problem is that people have been brainwashed to think that real estate's an investment. And of course, I wrote about this. I devoted the first several pages of America's Financial Apocalypse, which I wrote in 2006, to proving that real estate is not an investment and never has been. I was the first person that I know of to have written about that prior to the financial crisis. Of course, you know, once real estate collapsed, everyone's starting to question it, right? Of course, I'm also the guy who predicted the bottom in median real estate prices in the U.S. 5 years before the bottom at 35%. You can just read it in that book. Sounds to me like, I don't know, I should be getting a Nobel Prize, not Robert Shiller, the flip-flop waffling clown who has no idea about real estate, although they portray in the media him as a real estate expert because, of course, he is of the right tribe. He's Jewish. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that about real estate. These numbskulls out there talking about, and this is part of the problem with not having real estate as an investment regulated. You know, I can go on and on about the ridiculous nature of the securities industry regulation, how criminal they are, and how full of shit they are, and how useless they are. However, they do serve a small purpose, a purpose that, you know, they do achieve some things. I've talked about the SEC and FINRA, how ridiculous they are, and how they're part of the Jewish mafia, and they basically regulate the small guys and let the big criminals go scot-free, right? But because that industry is regulated, there are certain things that you can and cannot do and say. If the real estate industry was regulated to some extent, of course, people in the real estate industry, they're going to say, oh, we're regulated. Well, not really. Real estate agents are regulated, but people who are pitching real estate as investments, they're not. And the problem I have with that is you got numbskulls who are either too ignorant to understand what I just discussed about the risk factors and having to adjust for things such as having a period of vacancies, having to deal with non-payment, having to deal with many things. I have a problem with people being too ignorant to address that, or they're just con men who don't want to bring that up. Okay. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about real estate today. And in the future, hopefully I will remember to discuss this whole scam segment of the real estate industry. Of course, you've got all these TV shows, home repair, flip this house. Yeah, I can buy this and it's so easy. I'm making all this money. These guys are all, by the way, all these shows and all these guys on these shows are con men or losers, okay? They're not making no money in real estate. They're making their money after they make you believe they're making money. Then they come out with their books and their real estate programs and all this other shit, okay? That's fact. Remember, the media has a legal right, according to the Supreme Court, to lie to you. They have a legal right to lie to you, even if it causes harm to you. They can make up any shit they want and call it real and reality. Remember that. Don't ever forget that.